Listen to the important principles found in Romans chapter 6, beginning in verse 16. Paul writes, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin to death or of obedience to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." You know, if we're really honest about it, everybody is a slave to something. Maybe for you, there are impulses in your life that you have trouble controlling. Maybe it's appetite. Maybe it's an addiction to worry. Maybe it's sexuality. But there is something. I know we like to think that we're free, autonomous people, masters of our own destiny, but there's always something you keep running to. The Bible says that we're born with a sinful nature, with a desire for all the wrong things. Even Paul, the great apostle, said that he struggled with tendencies that bothered him. Just one chapter after today's passage, Paul talks about the struggles he faced with his old natural tendencies. And then he throws up his hands in the air and says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" When you're born into this world, you're already a slave to sinful impulses. We might like to think we're in charge, but as life moves along, we eventually discover we're not. Just think about all the things you do automatically all day long. You probably brush your teeth and put on your socks without thinking about it. But it didn't start out that way. You really had to struggle the first time you pulled on a pair of socks, and you really had to think about brushing when you first picked up a toothbrush. But now, after doing it thousands and thousands of times, your brain has become hardwired, so you do these things automatically. That's why practicing an instrument is so effective. Play a piece of music 200 or 300 times, and then your fingers start doing it all by themselves. You're not thinking about it, you're just doing it. But practice it wrong 200 or 300 times, then you've got a problem. It's a big job to unlearn the wrong way because now you're fighting the wiring in your brain. The Bible says we're all slaves to something. When we're born with a sinful nature and we practice sinful habits all our lives, they become hardwired into the brain. Without even thinking about it, we just keep doing these things. But Paul offers a fantastic solution. God offers to completely rewire the brain so that instead of serving your sinful habits, you make a new habit of serving God. He can literally take the automatic impulses in your mind and replace them with good ones. You see, not only are bad habits powerful, so are good ones. And frankly, when you see the end results, you know that slavery to righteousness is just a better way to live.